Finally, welcome to episode 7 of the Weekly Days Week podcast for Thursday, September 8th, 2005. Everyone. I'm your host, Gordon Luller. Sorry for the massive delay. I just started college. There's a great article about Dave from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. The link is in the show notes at dmbpodcast.blogspot.com. Thanks to Blue Flame 529 from antsmarching.org for that heads up. If you're using Mac OS X Tiger, there is a DMB setlist widget available to download off of apple.com. And the direct link to that is in the show notes at dmbpodcast.blogspot.com. Uses nancy's.org's RSS feed to update the widget. There are a couple of reviews. There's one review from the September 7th show, yesterday's show. Must see DMB's review at ufck.org. The next five shows, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th at Red Rocks, Colorado, and then the 18th at Tinley Park, Illinois. Some other great 2005 information can be found here, can be found at dmbalmanac.com. There will hopefully be a Red Rocks recap episode sometime next week, and I'm planning on playing some audio reviews. And if you're at the show and you want to send an audio review, please send it in MP3 or WAV format to dmbpodcast@gmail.com. And the song of the week is the song Everybody Wake Up. It finally debuted on September 3rd, and here it is. Well, there it is. I think it's great that they finally busted the song out. I found it interesting that the band decided to break the song out in Bush's home state, probably a symbol to America, wake up, get off your ass, and go help the Hurricane Katrina victims. One thing that I noticed, it was acoustically played instead of on electric, like it was played in the album. I think it has a lot of stuff going for it, has a lot of promise. Once it gets on electric, the whole jam can become something bigger. I think Boyd on the mandolin is a really great touch. Some other information, some torrent news. The tape of the September 5th show has been released. Matt Hill's tape, the 9/5 show, can be found in the show notes at dnbpodcast.blogspot.com, or you can try dreamingtree.org. Today's side of the week is proudestmonkeys.org. It's a great fan forum for European D&B fans. Has a traders forum. A lot of great stuff that will be found on other Dave Matthews Band's forums. And some news about the Hurricane Katrina victims. In the iTunes Music Store, if you're using iTunes, there is a button for disaster relief donations. It's on the main page, right near the Student Union button. The donation amounts are $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $200. Or if you can't find it, there is a direct link to that page in the show notes at dnbpodcast.blogspot.com. Dave Matthews Band, as some of you may know, has scheduled a fourth night of Red Rocks, September 12th. Some of you may remember that a while back I posed the idea that they maybe might be doing 5 shows instead of 3, but they decided to use the fourth, all the proceeds from the fourth night to go to the hurricane victims, and the entire press release from the band can be found in the show notes at dnbpodcast.blogspot.com. Well, on the somewhat late episode, I'm hopefully going to be getting into some sort of schedule. Hopefully Sundays, Saturdays, I'll be recording the episode. Not listed on iTunes yet. Still trying to figure out why it's taking 2 months, but if anyone has any ideas why it might be taking this long, or if any of the comments, suggestions, feel free to send them to dnbpodcast.blogspot.com. One more thing. Please vote for this podcast at podcastalley.com. There's a link in the bottom right-hand side of my blog. As a little text bar, enter your email address, hit vote. Podcast Alley doesn't use that. Won't use the information. They just want to make sure you're an actual human being voting. So if you could vote in the time too, that'd be great. Again, I'm your host, Gordon Lawler, and thanks for listening.